Canada Post feedback process. Contact us. To provide feedback on accessibility at Canada Post, request an alternate format of the feedback process and/or a copy of Canada Post's accessibility plan. Please contact the Director of Accessibility. Mailing address: Director of Accessibility, Canada Post, 2701 Riverside Drive, Suite N0940E, Ottawa, Ontario, K1A0B1. Phone, toll-free, 1-866-607-6301. Outside of Canada, 1-416-979-3033. Teletypewriter, TTY, 1-800-267-2797. Email, accessibility@canadapost.ca. Web form, canadapost.ca. Virtual chat, canadapost.ca. Canada Post feedback process. This feedback process is required by the Accessible Canada Act, ACA. It describes how Canada Post receives and responds to feedback regarding the implementation of Canada Post's accessibility plan, barriers encountered by Canada Post customers, employees, and other people that deal with Canada Post, and any other matters regarding accessibility. General description. Canada Post welcomes feedback from customers, employees, business partners, and the public about accessibility. Feedback enhances the way we do business, allows us to serve and connect with more customers, and improves the services we deliver. It helps us become more accessible and inclusive. Feedback may be provided to Canada Post by mail, telephone, teletypewriter, TTY, email, web form, social media, and online chat with a live agent. Feedback can be provided anonymously through mail, online, or by email, provided the email address is generic and does not include identifying information or a personal signature. Canada Post strives to respond to all feedback with Canadians in ways that are accessible. Some situations may require additional information and attention. In these cases, feedback may be forwarded to the accessibility team for further action and response. We will acknowledge the feedback on accessibility that we receive, except for feedback provided anonymously. We will acknowledge the feedback on accessibility that we receive in the way it was submitted to us. We may include follow-up responses through other formats if required or requested. We will acknowledge feedback in a timely manner. The time it will take to receive acknowledgement will depend on the method used to provide feedback. Details are provided below. The acknowledgement will thank the contributor for their feedback on accessibility and indicate that someone may follow up and/or provide an update if necessary. Pursuant to the Accessible Canada regulations, all feedback, including any personal information provided, and responses to feedback will be kept for a period of 7 years from the day it is received. Privacy. If you choose to include your name or any identifying information when providing feedback on accessibility, the information you share with Canada Post, as well as your feedback, will be used solely for the purpose of identifying, removing, and preventing accessibility barriers, and to enable us to acknowledge and communicate with you about your feedback in accordance with the Accessible Canada Act. You do not have to provide any identifying information. However, please note that in this instance, we may not be able to acknowledge receipt of your feedback and provide you with any follow-up responses. All personal information you provide, along with your feedback, is protected by the Federal Privacy Act and Canada Post's Consumer Privacy Policy. All privacy-related questions may be addressed to Canada Post Privacy Office at privacy@canadapost.postcanada.ca. You have the right to file a complaint with the Office of the Privacy Commissioner of Canada about the collection and handling of your personal information. The contact details for the Commissioner's Office can be found on its official website at priv.gc.ca. Feedback process by method of communication. A service ticket will be issued each time feedback on accessibility is provided. The purpose of generating a service ticket is to ensure the feedback is documented and retained, and to enable us to respond if and when needed. Documenting and retaining feedback will also enable us to gather and collect information for reporting purposes. Phone. Customer care agents are available to answer calls, including TTY and video relay, Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Please visit our Contact Us page for the most current hours of operation. When a feedback contributor calls Canada Post at the number provided in this feedback process, they will be prompted to select one for service in English and two for service in French. The contributor may need to select one for residential services. To provide feedback, the contributor should select Option 6 for help on any other issues, including an existing service ticket, to provide feedback. Option 3 for help on any other issues. Feedback may be escalated to a supervisor and forwarded to the accessibility team. Feedback that is provided via phone, including TTY and video relay service, will be acknowledged immediately during the conversation. If the feedback was not provided anonymously, the accessibility team may follow up for additional information or to provide an update. Virtual chat. Feedback can be provided through virtual chat on Canada Post's website. Scroll down to the universal footer at the bottom of the page and select Contact Us. Click on the blue Chat with Us icon on the bottom right. In the pop-up chat window, complete the following steps. Type Feedback. Select Concern about something else. Select Something else. Select Yes to be transferred to an agent. Before connecting with a chat agent, contributors will be prompted to provide their first name, last name, and email address. The chat agent will capture the customer's feedback from the chat window and create a service ticket that will be forwarded to the accessibility team. Feedback that is provided through online chat will be acknowledged immediately during the chat. The accessibility team may follow up for additional information or to provide an update. Email. Canada Post has a dedicated email address to receive, acknowledge, and respond to feedback on accessibility. Note that we cannot reply to or redirect inquiries that are not related to accessibility. Feedback on accessibility that is provided via email will receive an automatic acknowledgement that will be sent immediately upon receipt of the email. Attachments such as photos, videos, and documents can be included. The combined file size of all attachments must not exceed 5 megabytes. Accepted file formats include PNG, JPEG, MP4, MOV, and PDF. Web form. Canada Post has a dedicated web form to receive and acknowledge feedback on accessibility. To access the web form, launch Canada Post's website, canadapost.ca. Scroll down to the universal footer on the bottom of the page and select Accessibility. Once on the Accessibility page, locate the Feedback process and select the web form icon. The fields marked for personal information are optional and may be completed if a contributor wishes to be contacted for follow-up and/or to receive an update on their feedback. Select an issue from the drop-down menu. This is a required field. Accessibility Plan. Accessibility Barriers at Canada Post. Request alternative formats of the accessibility plan and/or feedback process. Delivery Accommodation Program. Other accessibility matter. Up to 5 separate file attachments such as photos, videos, or documents can be uploaded when submitting your feedback. The combined file size of all attachments must not exceed 5 megabytes. Accepted file formats include PNG, JPEG, MP4, MOV, and PDF. Feedback that is provided through the web form will receive an automatic acknowledgement that will appear on the web page upon clicking Submit. Mail. Written feedback on accessibility that is sent to Canada Post will be digitized, and the paper copy will be destroyed. Other media files such as videos and photographs will be digitized, where possible, and hard copies will be destroyed. Feedback that is provided through mail will receive a written letter of acknowledgement within 10 business days from the day we receive the feedback. Social media. When a contributor provides feedback on accessibility through Canada Post's social media platforms, including Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, the social media team will reply to the contributor's comment via private message, generally within 1 to 2 business days, to acknowledge receipt of the feedback. All feedback on accessibility received, including comments, screenshots, images, links, and videos, will be forwarded to the accessibility team. In person at a retail post office. To maintain a consistent approach in receiving, acknowledging, and responding to feedback on accessibility, contributors providing feedback at a post office will be redirected to Canada Post's website and instructed to click on the accessibility hyperlink at the bottom of the homepage to review the feedback process and contact Canada Post. Taking feedback into consideration. We will consider feedback within the context of our obligations under the ACA and its regulations and in implementing our accessibility strategy and accessibility plan. All feedback on accessibility provided to Canada Post will be documented in a database managed by the accessibility team and used to identify, remove, and prevent barriers to accessibility across the corporation. Feedback will also be used to meet our planning and reporting requirements, such as reporting on progress in implementing our accessibility plan. Improve how we consult with people with disabilities in preparing our accessibility plans and progress reports, and to ensure that we establish a robust planning and reporting framework. Feedback will be retained and organized according to different criteria, such as the section of the accessibility plan that is addressed in the feedback, the type of barrier identified, the description and location of the barrier, the relevant focus areas in Section 5 of the ACA, whether the feedback is positive, negative, or neutrally informative. In reviewing the feedback, the accessibility team will assess the following. What could be done to prevent new barriers during the process of addressing the existing barrier that the feedback identified? Following this review, the accessibility team will determine the next steps and contact the appropriate business function for action as needed.